listeners, welcome to A Cup of Joe podcast, where we are diving into different perspectives on life, sprinkling some love and appreciation to those around us, and giving you guys a chance to share your thoughts and ideas on the website, www.acupofjoepodcast.com. So sit back, relax, and let me fill up your cup. Whoop, whoop! Y'all already know what it is. It's your girl, Joanie J. Smith. You can call me Joe. I hope you guys are having a great Friday. Last week we talked about a hot boy and a hot girl semester. Somebody tried to come for me, y'all. Someone really tried to come for my throat, asking me why we were, you know, why would I refer hot girl and hot boy summer to semester. But you know, I just did not have the energy to explain all that. You can either go to the Shade Room on Instagram or follow Megan Thee Stallion if you really want to know what a hot girl summer is. But I said what I had to say last week. So we are moving on. Ladies and gentlemen, I have a couple guests in the building that are going to be joining me for these next couple of episodes. So please put your hands together. I got my good friends, more like family. EB and Judith.
Yo, hey. What's good? Cup of Joe family.
Hey, a whole family. Woo-hoo. People are really going to think I got co-hosts for these episodes. Like, this girl really having people come out here. Yes. Welcome. Welcome to the podcast. The next couple of episodes, you guys, Judith and EB are going to be in the building. No, they do not live in Atlanta. EB does not have a social media at this point. You can find Judith on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and Snapchat.
Yeah, don't come looking for me.
He's not on social media.
No Twitter.
Well, no, like somebody asked me, they're like, oh, can you put like social media tags for the people that are on like, you know, Sprinkle of Excellence or whatnot? Which I mean,
that's a great thing.
Yeah, I could.
I think you should.
I guess I just forget. But then again, people are probably like, "Nah, you need to put me in so I could get my followers."
Right, exactly.
Know? But ain't nothing wrong with that.
We
highlighting people in the community who doing big things.
You know,
they can get a couple followers out of it.
They could. You
know? And then the couple Joe family can also come through and put them in their place. Be like, this ain't what Giovanni said Joe's about.
Right,
get it together. You just never know.
Embarrassing them. My goal is to have the blue check mark next to my name on Instagram. All
right. Hey, we're on the same thing. I'm trying to do the same thing. When I get back on Twitter, that's my goal.
How about this? You haven't been on social media for the past, almost 2 years?
2 years.
So how are you going to get a blue check mark?
Because I just know people. And
listen,
that's the thing.
I think if you have the right person to shout you out, like that's what happens. If you get the right person to shout you out, then you on. That's what happens with, like, I remember there's a spot here in Atlanta called Slutty Vegan. And Angela,
Slutty Vegan?
Yes.
Okay.
It's a great burger spot. Yes. Welcome to Hotlanta, everyone. It's a great burger spot. But someone put people on, and now Slutty Vegan is like packed every single day. I only went the one time. I waited for like 45 minutes for that burger. But
so how was that Slutty burger?
It was great.
He just wanted to say slutty.
I know he just wanted to
say. I just think that's a unique concept.
It is very it's a great burger. I don't even understand. It's a great burger. But I am going to start this. We got this episode. Today our topic is consumption. So back I think a couple of weeks or maybe a month ago, I put on my Instagram like questions or topics that people want to talk about. And I can't remember. I wish I could remember who gave me this topic because I would shout them out. But one of the topics, it was consumption, not being consumed by the public opinion and living in freedom. And I thought that would be a great topic to talk about, specifically because we live in such a climate where social media and just like people's opinions like matter, or like people really be taking people's words for it. So we're going to talk about like, how do we not become consumed by other people's opinions, and how do you live in freedom? So let's talk about it. Consumption. Do you think people are being consumed by other people's opinions?
Of course.
I think now I don't really care. I mean, well, I do care with certain people. Some people, right. I'm like, whatever, hater.
Yeah. I feel like they are being consumed because, and sometimes it's a good thing and sometimes it's a bad thing.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like most of the time they get consumed probably because of the person that they're looking up to.
Right.
And they really value their opinion.
Right.
And so, and then when they're saying something and then you have a whole bunch of other people saying the same thing, they can be consumed by what is being said. You know what I'm saying? So it's just like, oh, okay, well then if a mass majority of people are saying the same thing, then I'm going to continue going to that mass majority.
Right.
Yeah, and I think, so when it comes to just that people being overconsumed by the thoughts of others, you see it definitely in trends on social media.
Right.
Like even just coming up, driving up to Atlanta, I'm hearing a podcast of how it's so many different things that first it was like everybody was focused on what was going on in the Amazon, then Popeyes and Chick-fil-A thing went down, and just different things where certain things happen.
Right.
Where you just find yourself just like that. Like, wasn't you just focused on something else? And then I think the same thing is true when it comes to people.
Right.
Like, if so many people put an individual on a pedestal, then that person, sometimes they think highly of themselves for whatever reason.
Right.
And then I'm not going to say a name, but you have the current occupant of the Oval Office who he's definitely focused on public opinion by just the things that he tweet day in and day out and how the words and thoughts of other people dictate how he lives his life at times.
It's interesting enough. I was having this conversation with a coworker of mine of how the conversation we were having was do celebrities read the comments on like whatever social media platform they're on. So like for Instagram, do they actually run, like some of them turn off the comments and there's some that actually read it, reads it. And I was telling them about how Gabrielle Union, when her and Dwayne Wade have a baby now, but they were talking about like the process of them, like when they got their baby girl and, you know, she didn't give birth, she did a surrogate. And she was telling, like, she was speaking to Oprah and talking about how, you know, she was reading through the comments. And there was like, I would say about, like, let's say 60 positive comments. And then there was, like, 2 harsh comments. They're like, well, that's not your baby. You didn't carry her. Mm-hmm. Like, you don't know what it is. And she talked about how, like, that really took a toll on her. And a part of me just didn't understand. I'm like, girl, like, you have your child. You have your man. You have like 100 different comments that are like, oh, congratulations, you're doing your thing, yet you're so focused on the 2 negative ones.
Right.
And she talked about how like she was very consumed of like with not anxiety, but just like this fear and this frustration of wanting to like correct their comments. Like, hey, like I know I didn't carry her, but she is very much a part of me and Dwayne.
Mm-hmm.
So why do you think it is that people are so like you could have a million positive things, like you could get a million positive compliments or comments from other people, but yet we focus on like one person saying something wrong?
Because I feel like we idolize perfection.
Oh, that's good.
And that's the thing. So we don't want to hear anything negative at all, because we just want to be the perfect that we can be, and we want everything in our lives to be perfect and stay perfect and stuff like that. So once one thing goes wrong or one person doesn't agree with something, then it's just like, oh, I'm failing, or I'm not doing what I'm supposed to do, or, you know. That's what it is to me. Like, we idolize perfection.
Yeah, and I definitely agree with Judith's statement on that. And I think one of the other things is just the average person. So listeners, just think about the last 10 people you spoke to. You probably heard maybe 7 or 8 positive things, or you had 7 or 8 great conversations. But for whatever reasons within ourselves, we tend to just magnify that one hurtful thing that a person said,
right,
or that one thing that you messed up on. Even just recently, you had what? I don't know if she really retired. I don't think she did. But you had Nicki Minaj.
She
announced like her retirement, where like, I've decided to retire and start my family now. And I think on her tweet, it says something along the lines of, I bet you guys are happy now.
Right.
Which basically that would be like a shot towards fans, or not even fans, people who don't like her or don't appreciate her as an individual or as a person, or whatever way you look at it. And it's like, the only way she would know that is if she's listening to the words of what people are saying or posting or tweeting or commenting on things of her nature. The other thing is, for people who just find the time to hate on people.
Oh my gosh.
Do you have nothing else to do?
You don't have a job? 9 to 5? Like,
9 to 5, 8 to 4.
Go to work.
Nothing else.
Please, go to work.
2 to 10s.
2 to 10.
I don't care what you do. Do something.
Whoever's working a 2 to 10, you need to change your schedule quick. Whoever's working from 2 o'clock to 10 p.m., change that schedule.
Everybody don't like the morning.
No, I need to be done. I need to be done.
Even at work, they on social media though.
Oh, that is true. Yeah. That is definitely true. Mm-hmm. Like, okay, so let me take a spin at this where, I'm not gonna lie. Sometimes I'm on social media at work. I'm living in my truth. Don't kill me, everybody. So there is, what was the thing? I feel like people still do it. Outfit of the day. Is it like OOTD?
Oh yeah.
Outfit of the day. Yeah. Do people still do that?
I'm not on social media, so I don't know why I ask you these things.
Actually, I haven't seen outfit of the day or shoe of the day, because they used to do shoes of the day, too.
So there's, I'm pretty sure the kicks of the day.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, kicks of the day or K-O-T-D, outfit of the day or whatnot. And I can remember, maybe it was, I don't remember who used to put this out, but I think, like, when people do, like, for example, outfit of the days, like, in the beginning of the morning, mm-hmm. like, they're trying to track, like, who's watching and looking mm-hmm. and trying to see, like, what are the, you know, like, what are the comments of like, what particular outfit that they have. And I think sometimes we could, with that example, I think sometimes we can consume ourselves from wanting this, wanting this admiration from other people mm-hmm. to justify that we have made it or, and like, I'm not gonna lie. Yes. There are moments where like I take the perfect picture on Instagram or if I have a good picture, a good lighting, like I want to put it on my Instagram because no one is going to put their busted pictures on. Actually, I do. I always put my baby and senior photos on Instagram, but I really think that there's moments where we kind of cause, some negative effects when we are so consumed about how we portray ourselves to others. Right. Whether people comment or not, like there is this drive to have a certain amount of likes. There's a drive to really be liked. There's a drive to see like who's liking your photo. Like I know that one of, I don't want to put her out. One of my cousins, she has people who follow her, but she doesn't follow everybody else.
Right.
You know, so. Mm-hmm.
Does she stay in Orlando?
I mean.
All right, we ain't gonna put her out. We ain't gonna put her out. I'll text her later.
Right.
There's her initials.
There's plenty of people who do. She's like, why are you blasting me on social media? You're welcome. But there's people like, yeah, you could follow me, but I ain't gonna follow you. So then when they do like your photos, like, oh yeah, they be stunning me on the ground.
Right.
I mean, I do that all the time. But like, there's people like, you know, you want, you're looking for specific people to like a photo or to kind of follow your life or follow this lifestyle and trend. And I think we kind of cause this anxiety for ourselves, upon ourselves when we are so consumed on like, okay, do I continue living this lifestyle that I know I don't live on a day-to-day basis? Or do I kind of portray this lifestyle? Or like, there's an episode that I talked about, like, hitting mask. You know, what kind of mask are we putting on for everybody else?
Right.
So they could kind of, like, follow us and be this influence or this, well, yeah, to portray this influence that we have that we really don't. So I think it's interesting how we could kind of cause this consumption on ourselves.
Yeah. And if I could be honest, I can say that with the topic, we're so consumed by the public's opinion, I can honestly say that's kind of a spirit of insecurity within
us. Yeah.
You know, and so because then, you know, we want to be, like you said, admired. So there's a spirit of insecurity because then it was just like, well, I don't like this about myself. So let's see if somebody else like that about myself, about me and stuff. So that's a big one.
It's crazy to me sometimes where... have you ever like ran into people like what you see on social media? Not like how they're living, but like their pictures on their social media is so like nicely done. They got the right lighting. They look good. Faces like beat every day, and then you see them in person. Like, what happened? Like,
Definitely.
See, this ain't the right person.
See that a lot.
Sometimes you got to do a double take, especially when you get introduced. You're like. That ain't who I seen on IG.
Like, that's a whole different person. You're like, really? Because, sis, you ain't looking like that.
Not at all.
I don't know. It's okay. I mean, someone told me the same thing, like, with the picture on the podcast is my face. And they're like, ah, you look really different. I'm like, yeah, of course I look different because I wore makeup and I don't have my glasses and my eyebrows are a little bit thicker than usual, you know, like, yeah, I don't wear makeup all the time, you know, I have a bomb photographer who made my skin glow. So, but it would be different if I was, if that's what I look like on an everyday basis, you know, but I know I don't. And that is the truth that I live in. So I think there's moments where people just need to understand, like, where's the line between still living completely free of yourself and still, you know, living a lifestyle. Like, if you want to be on social media, do whatever you want to do. If you want to, you know, live this lifestyle, like, yeah, like, this, these are my pictures, I want to get a bomb picture, great, but don't let it consume you so much where you can't even recognize who you are.
Right.
So I think there's a line that we need to kind of identify in being consumed by other people's opinion, consumed by what we think about ourselves, and also the other side of it, like, how do we live in freedom and still be able to live the life that we want and still have this, like, social life that we want to do. So when we get back, we're going to continue to talk about this topic, consumption, not being consumed by the public opinion and living in freedom, and offer you guys some solutions. So stay tuned. Hey, it's your girl, Joe. Thank you for listening. If you want to continue the conversations, share your idea and topics, go ahead and check us out on the website, www.acupofjoepodcast.com.
Welcome back to A
Cup of Joe.
And we are back. Welcome back to A Cup of Joe. I'm your host, Javonna J. Smith, but you can call me Joe, and I'm here with my besties, EB and Ju. We've been talking about consumption, not to be consumed by the public opinion, and living in freedom. And before we go ahead more on this topic and give you guys some solutions, I would love to start off this episode with a sprinkle of excellence, where we are uplifting, highlighting those who are doing great things in their lives, community, and anywhere else. And of course, this candidate, I love this candidate, y'all. His name is B-Dubs, Bernadette. Listen, this man is a husband, a worker, a brother. I mean, at heart, you know. A brother, and of course, my producer, the man that keeps me in line. This brother is here is all about creating experiences for other people. He is about community, connecting stories, staying true to his calling that the Lord has placed over his life. Mm. Y'all, not only does he have a beautiful wife, Laura Dink, he is a dog parent. Go ahead, Luger. He is all about being a great dog parent to his dog. Listen, that is real, y'all, okay? There are people who love their animals and they are dog parents, okay? So won't you put your fingers together as if you were sprinkling some nutmeg in your white mocha latte with two extra pumps of white chocolate and show your love to Bernie Dink. Yes.
Let's go. Shout out to B-Dubs.
Shout out to B-Dubs. People really be wondering, one, somebody was just like, you so extra with these sprinkle of excellence. Okay, I'm going to stay extra. And number two, I really be thinking about ways how you could sprinkle stuff. And it's funny that people actually do the hand sprinkling. Mm-hmm. I just feel like it makes it much better. And yes, I mean, I don't drink white mocha latte, but I heard that nutmeg is really good for it. So y'all welcome when y'all go to Starbucks or wherever you get your coffee and tea.
I'm going to have to try that because I love white chocolate mocha.
Listen, I heard it's like, you know how they have the glass, like the and if you go in the Starbucks, like they have like cinnamon.
Oh, yeah.
Nutmeg, yep. And you could like put it like in your coffee. But yeah, I heard it was really good. So I thought, like, why not? Put on for the people.
And he is white chocolate.
And when it's good, make sure y'all give me a shout out. Be like, oh yeah, Starbucks put me on. No.
No.
Joe put you on. Joe put you on. And if you don't like coffee, hey, sprinkle some nutmeg in your tea, sis. Okay? Like, we're not going to get complicated. Just do you. So we are back. So we've been talking about public opinions, living. We haven't talked about living in freedom. So what I want to offer is some solutions. So every single episode, EB and Jew, we try to offer solutions to our people. And once again, you guys could take it, you could run with it, you could probably be like, eh, I'll try like a couple of months down the road. We just want to offer some beautiful solutions to live your best life. So what are some ways that we cannot be consumed by the public opinion and live in freedom?
So a couple weeks ago, you had did a sprinkle of excellence on Adley. Mm-hmm. And one of the things he always tells me is that, like, you need to find yourself.
Right.
Like, we're living in a day of age where a lot of people have, like, these just different identity crises within themselves of just not knowing who they are, where they're from. So whether that's finding out who you are from a personal background perspective, whether that's disconnecting from social media or mass media, not letting those things dictate your thoughts and your actions, or even if you're a part of like different interest groups or clubs, especially a lot of you millennials who are in school. If you're not, I would encourage you to do so. But don't let those things direct how you live and lead your own life.
Right. So let me ask you this, EB. You've been off of social media for how long?
It's coming up on 2 years. So January 1st, 2018 was the last time I was on social media.
Why did you choose to get off of social media?
So I was having a conversation with a mentor, and I was basically telling her that, like, her name is Jan McMahon. She's really dope. I was telling her that I don't have enough time to read. Mm. And she told me, like, what do I spend a lot of time on? And I told her social media. And then she was just like, what would happen if you took a month off? And then that month turned into two turned into 6 months. Then it turned into a year. Then I saw that there wasn't a need for it.
Right.
Now, granted, sometimes I miss out on certain things like graduations and babies and weddings and all of the things that friends.
You said babies.
Like, not babies on social media, but people having babies. Like, those things.
Can't they just text you the picture?
That's one of the things. That's when you know who your true friends are.
Right.
When you're off of social media, because you have some people during public opinion, right? When you don't see somebody on social media, it's a lot of things that come to mind. I've had people approach me and ask me, did I block them? Did I delete them? And I'm just like, I've just deactivated my page. Like, I don't have the time or the energy to block anybody. Like, you're going to see my glow. You better watch all of this.
He said, but I don't have the time nor energy to block somebody.
So, yeah, I just took a step away from it. I, you know, something for the fans out there on the Couple Joe family. I would say soon and very soon, I'll be making my comeback. And there'll be a grand entrance.
Before your wedding or after the wedding?
I don't know. It might be the day before. Yeah. It might be the morning of.
He back, everybody. And he getting married. Oh, my goodness. Okay, so 2 years you took off. What would be you've had some time to read, you've taken off time.
Definitely.
What would be your reason for coming back, and how would you balance that now that you're coming back to social media?
So one of the things I heard people who balance their time on social media is like not having it on their phone, where they would have to like either log in just various ways, but, you know, downloading it and deleting the app and things of that nature. So that'd be one way that I would control. Because I know you talked about time management. So that would be one thing that I would definitely look into. And also, I think the reason wouldn't necessarily be for me, but it would just be in the loop of people who I consider part of my community, mainly my nieces and nephews. So just keeping tabs on them, because sometimes I get tired of getting screenshots from my sisters and brothers of the way they act out. So I get to see it firsthand right when it happens.
And check them right there.
Yeah, check them right there. So
I love this.
And just to share, I like to think I'm a man who with a lot of wisdom, to share my wisdom and my love with people.
Yeah.
I like to do that, and to just get back into that groove on social media would definitely be something that I'll be looking forward to when I dive back on.
That's good. That's good. Jude, what would you say is a solution so of not being consumed by public opinion and living in freedom?
So, like, I'm going to go back to a little bit what EB said, of, like, just knowing yourself. Someone once said, it was like a territorial young adult conference, and Ruth, and she was the guest speaker.
Yeah.
And what hit me was when she said, how are you going to know who you are without knowing who made you, where you come from? And so, you know, and I feel as if when you get to, you know, know the maker and, you know the Lord, then you know who you are. And so that everybody else's opinion about you is not going to really matter.
Right.
And
right.
so then mm-hmm. you're just set free because you don't have all these expectations mm. on yourself. Mm. And, you know, just to please this person, person A, person B, person C. Freedom, I would say, just take time off of social media.
Yeah.
That's the biggest, I feel like, it's going to be the hardest because, yeah. you know, you're so, that's, it's become a habit. It's yeah, routine it's and stuff like that. And so then, you know, just try to see, and, you know, it takes 2 to 3 weeks to yeah. Form a habit. So just try to push yourself to stay off of social media and pick up something else to do.
Yeah.
Or, you know, or encourage people. Take time to encourage people.
Yeah, that's mm-hmm. good.
And,
yeah.
you know, it's going to be like you're going to be free because it's something like, you know, you feel good about yourself because you're making somebody else feel good.
Yeah. I would say, and I would flip it to the comment that I made where we kind of spend time trying to put on this persona and we get consumed by our what we want to portray to other people. Mm-hmm. I would say be okay with not just be okay and not saying like be basic. There's a difference.
Mm-hmm.
Like be okay. Like if you're spending, I think if you're spending more than 15 minutes trying to please the public, I think that's a problem. Not even more than, like even more than 10 minutes. If you're spending more than 10 minutes trying to find a way to please the public, then that's too much. You need to be in a place where you are okay with where you're at. Mentally, emotionally, spiritually, physically, you need to be okay where you're at in the season that you are in. And one thing that I love is, I was watching the VMAs, I think it was like last Sunday or something. Was it last Sunday?
Yeah.
Either last Sunday or the Sunday before, yeah.
Either way. Shout out to Missy Elliott because that performance was amazing. But I loved when Lizzo performed because she did this whole portion in her song, Good as Hell, where she talked about, you know, like, ladies, like, start loving yourself. Don't be worried about other people. Don't be worried about the man or whatever. And she's, like, in this bodysuit, mm-hmm. and she's really just, you could tell, like, it's something that she has kind of, like, said to herself and a mantra that she said to herself. So I think even figuring out, like, what is, like, the rule of your life or what is the mantra that you are speaking over your life that you're like, okay, even if I get to a place where I am consumed by other people's opinions, where I feel like I'm being trapped by other people's words or whatnot, what is the mantra that I'm always going back to? And that takes time. I don't think it's something that you learn overnight. I'm 29 years old, and I finally have a core value that I live by. You know, like, mm-hmm. You know, and people are like, oh, I found out my core value when I was like a freshman in college. I was like, okay, sis, like this Good is not you. A competition. Okay, like I'm letting you know where I'm at, growth. So like finding a mantra that you live by and always going back to that and remembering that. So, I mean, anything else? Consumption?
No, I think that just, as you spoke about Lizzo, I think that just helps a person, like she's living her truth and she's living in freedom.
Right.
Not letting the ideas, the perception, the words, the actions of others dictate how she conducts her life. And
right.
I think you can see that all throughout just history as a whole of how if you live in a sense of freedom, that you'll just be more at peace than you actually think.
Right.
So,
right.
Yeah.
That's good. So we are back next Friday with a new episode. This is going to be the perfect blend. Now, I know we've been talking about you can't have a perfect life, all this stuff, but if you could have the perfect life, what would you need or what would that look like for you? So stay tuned. And of course, we're already here. We're ready to fill up your cup. Well, my good friends, that is a wrap for me. Stay blessed, not stressed, clean, but don't be mean. I am your girl, Joe, always ready to fill up your cup. Peace.